There were a lot of empty chairs as the Alaska Marine Science Symposium began in Anchorage last week.
Although the federal government has reopened, there have been statements sent to federal employees, or at least in most agencies, suggesting that they're not approved to attend here.
That's Matthew Baker, the science director of the North Pacific Research Board, which organized the yearly conference, a touchstone for most of the research that tracks the profound changes taking place in Alaska's oceans as the planet warms. The presentations included data not yet published, and scientists count on it to better plan their research during the coming year. The empty chairs and holes in the schedule showed what a major role federal research has in the Arctic, but organizers improvised.
Their absence is felt. Roughly one-third of our registered participants, speakers, poster presentators are federal employees, and most of the research presented, as well as the workshops, have some kind of engagement with some federal colleagues.
Volunteered to be the messenger here for Phyllis Stabenow and co-authors.
Jeremy Sterling was supposed to be here presenting this research, and for obvious reasons, he couldn't be.
So our final talk of this morning's session is by Louise Copeman from Oregon State, who is heroically filling in for her federal colleagues.
Everyone did their best, as on the podium, the absence of senior scientists became a familiar refrain.
Originally scheduled to be Patrick Gressler.
The Alaska Marine Science Symposium is not just any conference. Because the changes in the Arctic oceans are occurring so fast, this is the place to find out the latest from those doing the work.
They're all in one place. We don't have to travel to a lot of different conferences if you work on marine research in the North Pacific. This is the place to be, and if you've missed out on this...
That's Betsy Baker, executive director of the NPRB.
The value of those sidebar conversations that are going on around us now, during this coffee break, is immeasurable.
With a limited number of research cruises, this conference was a place of side meetings designed to get the most out of those resources. This year, with many major players absent, most of those side meetings were canceled. Some federal researchers made it to the conference anyway. Those who live in town just took time off. And those who lived out of town paid their own way, but were prevented from presenting their own work or representing their agencies. There was a funny moment when one federal researcher was sitting in the audience listening to a non-federal colleague presenting her work. At the end, he fended off the questions from the floor.
So she's available here to answer any questions you might have.
Other researchers were not so lucky. Some had data locked away in the offices of federal colleagues. Tula Holman presented some compelling work on eiders nesting in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, but acknowledged that since half the team worked for the federal government, the data she presented was not complete.
They called back the first day they were back, and were back on it, but we weren't quite able to wrap it up for this symposium, so we'll have to do another talk at the next symposium with the rest of the data analysis.
The government shutdown has pushed back deadlines for submitting proposals for future research. Some promised federal funding for the conference itself may never come through. It could have been worse. Winter is the off-season for most marine research conducted off Alaska. Molly McCammon, executive director of the Alaska Ocean Observing System, remembers a few years back when a shutdown came right in the middle of the research season.
2013, that was like October, November. There were cruises out, and some of the ships had to turn back because the shutdown.
At least once last week, that shutdown back in 2013 forced a researcher to admit he could not answer a question because the data was never gathered. For KYUK, I'm Johanna Urich.